This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You made it to Friday. Congratulations. This is the August 22nd edition of the Jason and John Show. We'll be joined, we're assured, soon by John. He's been held up by traffic. He's like Stephen A. Smith, trying to get from place to place. There's a wreck right now. But don't worry, because I'm here, because Brad Carson, executive producer, our man on the ones and twos, also the boss around here, program director number one in the country. Never forget it. Never forget it.
Get the hell out of here.
We're here. We're all here. And, yeah, we got plenty of show for you, plenty to talk about on this Friday. College football kicks off tomorrow in Dublin. The Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Number 22, Iowa State versus number 17, Kansas State. We got college football tomorrow. I'm excited about that because it's not on nice and early in the morning. 11 o'clock, I can wake up. I got a real college football right there in front of me. Yes, sir. We know we're still a week out from the Tigers opener, and believe me. Believe me, we're going to be paying close attention, monitoring a season where we've got extremely high expectations, even in what some would call a reset year. So college football is upon us. High school football's all around us, and it's real now. It was Jamboree last week in my backyard. I think Briarcrest was taking ECS to the woodshed.
Beat that ass last night.
It's go time. You got plenty of action tonight. It goes into tomorrow. Millington, we talked about it last week with Mark Healy, the 35th year voice of the Millington Trojans. They open up their 100th season tomorrow. So high school football season's in the air. College football season's in the air. That's a good thing. I don't know if football season's going to be in there for Micah Parsons. We shall see. Boy, did that take another turn with Jerry Jones first appearing on Michael Irvin's podcast. And I think later on, I haven't been able to see all of it, but he also did an interview with Stephen A. Smith that bits of have come out. I have not been able to see that one, but he had enough to say with Michael Irvin in terms of what Micah Parsons' agent told him. And I think we've got some idea now that, you know, maybe what we'd speculate on, this thing seems pretty personal for Jerry, who was trying to do deals, apparently, just with Micah. Thought he had a deal done just with Micah. Jackson Dart looked good again for the Giants, but so did all of their QBs. I don't know if you saw, Jameis Winston threw a touchdown. Our man DeVito threw three touchdowns. We mentioned Jackson Dart looking good. They've also got Russell Wilson. Somebody's got to go there because there's four quarterbacks. Three of them look like they're having a real good time. They were taking pictures afterwards. Russell Wilson was not a part of that. He will be the starter, no question about it, when the Giants open up their season in a couple of weeks. Malik Beasley, anyone? You see that news?
I saw the news.
He's off.
Yeah.
He's free, Brad. I know you had. Yeah, I think you, in your mind, had convicted Malik Beasley. He's no longer a target of the federal gambling investigation conducted by the Eastern District of New York, according to his attorneys.
Yep.
That's what they told ESPN on Friday. Now, we know it's messed up a possible contract for him already. Now he's back on the market, Shum says, essentially. So we'll see, but we'll talk about that. Today, we'll talk about that and a lot more. Let me set up the show while we're waiting, awaiting John Martin and We'll get to over under 11:30. We're going to do what we always do, talk to the great Anthony Sane, host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. We will talk to him about all things Grizzlies. Now, last time I saw Sane on social media, he was saying he's got to have those Ja 3s on his feet. We'll see if he's copped them. They obviously dropped the second colorway of the Ja 3s. Drew Hill wrote about it over at Daily Memphian. I think just about everybody's written about it. We've talked about Shoe of the Year, according to some. We'll talk about that with Sane, see whether he's got those. We'll talk Grizzlies and sort of continue our season outlook in terms of Grizzlies and everything else. Plenty of rankings lists, too, I want to go over with Sane as well. Then at 125, a little bit different, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. Today we talked to Parth earlier this week. He's out of town. Jeff Calkins is going to fill in at 125. So plenty to do. Also, John sees it. Brad sees it. King George is in here too. I didn't mention he's in here doing work on the side. Been very silent, but he's here. I want to acknowledge his presence.
Yes.
Look what I've got on.
Bears. A lot of Raiders across from you, too, but we got both of y'all.
John, what glasses do I have on today?
The Jeffrey Dahmer joints.
It's what John refers to them as the Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. I refer to them as the Goldies.
They're clean.
Goldies. I'm wearing the Goldies today. Goldie.
Yeah.
Because Caleb Williams is playing. Because
that's right.
Starters are playing Bears KC. Preseason NFL action tonight with starters on the field out in KC. Andy Reid ain't scared.
No.
They'll shoot at him. He ain't scared.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Right.
He'll
yes,
play starters. He ain't scared.
Many men.
I saw that. I saw the wreck behind me as I was going off that Mount Moriah exit. I said, I knew this dude was going to be late.
Yeah, well,
because you come off that nine.
Thanks,
you come
for the
off
heads
that.
Up, man.
Yeah,
hey,
no need. I just prepared a little bit longer monologue.
Yeah,
and we rolled.
This is how you know the show is really
because you're going to run into it
end.
One way or the other.
Because you know, and 5 years ago you'd be like, hey, bro, you know, you got a traffic jam. You know, might want to dodge it. You know, now you just want to do it on your own. Now you just want to do the show by yourself.
We're fine. We held up the car for you. Now you can get in the car, and
that's
we'll
right.
continue our trip around 240.
No, I mean, I don't like how giddy Jason is. I mean, this is too good of a day for him. It's Friday.
You ain't gonna get me down.
It's his
when Caleb
Bears
Williams
playing.
Is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just too much good things going on right now for Jason.
High school football season is in full effect. You know how much I love the preps.
That's right.
Despite how dismissive you remain about them.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like you did quite a bit of preps while I was gone.
I did a little preps.
Okay.
Especially that Tennessee Collegiate Academy that still no one can pry the top off of except me and Brad.
That's right.
Biggest store in Memphis sports.
I'm telling you, they are.
That hadn't hit the mainstream.
They just, but I do need them to understand that it's going to get written one way or the other. So
it's kind of a mafia operation. Like, what the hell's going on?
Only
like,
we could get in, Brad.
Right. We got into the club a little bit.
You had exclusive. Didn't you get a shirt, too, last week?
I did. Thanks
this
to you.
This dude got gear.
Yeah, he even got
gear.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
Legit, bro.
That's what I get for missing.
And, yes, we dipped into because, again, tomorrow Millington will start its 100th season. It was overdue to have. My man, you don't realize this. I cut my radio teeth with Mark Healy doing a prep show back in the day. Spinoff working with Edmiston on the preps when I was back at the preps.
Yeah.
And we had Healy in here last week. They're opening up their 100th season. So you can smell. I know you don't smell any high school football in the Cove, do you?
No.
Do you ever drive past a game at all?
No. I drive past Germantown High School, which is really a pain in the ass because when they let out the school, it takes forever to
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, I got to pick my kids up from around that area, and it takes, you know.
They got a big one tomorrow against Houston, I believe. Battle of Germantown.
I mean, I know this sounds bad, but I'll be excited when they tear that thing down.
Let me tell you something.
Damn, bro.
Let me tell you something.
Holy cow, this man.
When we're talking about we got to get locked in, you know, buckle down and get locked into our communities,
mm-hmm.
We're talking to you, John.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
We're talking to the folks that ain't coming out of the Cove, ain't
That's
coming
right.
out of the house, bro.
Yeah.
Now, you got
it
a lot going
a lot.
On
takes
your
lot.
Cove.
That is true.
And I understand.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about that, so I can understand the extra, you know, but.
Now, Jason knows.
You're going to have to get out of the
Jason,
Cove
Jason, just
every
remember,
once
it's perception, not reality.
Dude, he's
sometimes.
Got a lot going on
oh,
over
no,
there.
There's a reality over
there's
there.
There's a lot going
too,
on.
Huh?
It's not quite my Cove. It's a stone's throw, though. It's a stone's throw from it. It's quite the story. I mean, it's probably not appropriate to talk about on
no,
the
it's
air,
not.
No,
it'll.
No, I think we need to, yeah.
But it's.
But I wanted to touch on it.
Yeah.
And play with it a little bit
yeah.
before we move on to the meat of our show.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So you set up the show. Looking forward to that. Jeff Calkins, 125, Anthony Sane at 11:25. But we got a lot to get to. Let's do a little thing we call over-under.
Before I start with football and the over-under, I might say I'm sharing Jason's energy, not as much John's energy, because I'm feeling the Friday frenzy with Jason. I'm there.
I think we're going to bring John to our level if he's not feeling it already. He's going to be here by the time we're
I mean,
done.
I
he's got
it.
His Raiders gear on.
You get stuck
on.
In traffic, though. It affects you.
Wait, is Gino not playing tonight?
Is who?
Oh, Geno Smith?
Geno Stakes.
No, tomorrow.
Okay. No. Okay.
9 o'clock.
Okay. Holding him out.
9 o'clock.
No, the excitement.
I think he's going to put him out there?
I think he's going to play tomorrow.
The excitement.
Yeah.
For you begins tomorrow.
That's exactly. Saturday morning will be great. That's my team's not playing tonight.
Still 11 a.m. college football start. Even if it's in Ireland, we can get down with that, right?
Oh,
Two ranked teams. Tomorrow morning will be great.
We'll touch on that here in just a moment.
So let's get to the over/unders. Thank you guys. Hours you'll watch of week zero in college football. 1.5 hours.
So there's only, three or four games?
Jeff only had two on the card this week. A little short on, zero.
Light week for Jeff's bets. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games that I'm seeing. You've got Iowa State, Kansas State. This is the one in Dublin?
Yes.
All right. So,
Aer Lingus.
Yeah. What is it called?
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus.
I think so. That's the airline.
Excuse
I
you.
That's quite the name for an airline.
Well, I believe that's the way you Aer Lingus College Football Classic. So they fly over on Aer Lingus.
They're like the Irish.
I think I would change the name.
I'm not going
to
try.
It's too close to Aer Lingus.
That's their thing, bro.
So
there's one big one on the card.
Iowa State, Kansas State, Idaho State, UNLV,
Fresno State, Kansas. Let's go.
Sam Houston State, West Kentucky, and then Stanford, Hawaii.
I didn't mention his. No wonder he's so giddy. Rebels play. Yeah. Isn't Mullen a huge favorite?
That's an FCS team, right?
Four TDs,
Okay, four TDs. Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
Mullen's debut for the Rebs.
1.5.
Brad'll be watching.
Giddy.
Definitely put him on the over here, John.
It's going to be an under for me. It's going to be an under.
I won't lock in past 12:30 at least for tomorrow? Tomorrow morning and watch it up past through halftime?
I don't even think I'll have more than 1.5 bets on this on these games. I mean, I think I might have one bet, but I don't believe I'll have more than that. I mean, I don't really care about Iowa State and Kansas State, you know, a conference that Memphis is not allowed to be in.
Oh.
So I will not be partaking in that one.
He's boycotting it.
I'm absolutely boycotting. Yep. You know, Idaho State, UNLV is an FCS versus FBS game. Don't care. Fresno State, Kansas, don't care. Sam Houston State, West Kentucky, like, don't care. Stanford, Hawaii, why would I care? So I think the answer, unfortunately, is zero, or under, I should say. I will not watch more than 1.5 of hours of college football this weekend. It's kind of a weak start, I got to be honest. It's a weak start.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to join your boycott. I'm going to watch the first few minutes and get a little ESPN in me, college football, get the feeling. But I'm saving myself for next week.
Yep.
I want to be locked in.
Next week's the granddaddy of them all. Yeah,
for the Lee Corso send-off before Texas-Ohio State, the granddaddy of them all. And then, obviously, we're going to be tuned into Memphis and Chattanooga. So I'm going to save myself.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm a guy who, you know, you got to be careful in this upper age in terms of your attention span and everything else.
That's right.
And so, yeah, I'm going to go under here. And John's right. Here in Memphis, he makes a great point. Should we not be boycotting all Big 12 action?
Yes, we should.
It's a fair point.
It really is.
Let alone
something
called
Aer Lingus. And he makes me want to jump on. He really, because those folks wouldn't even vote on you.
Wouldn't even take a vote.
Damn.
Would not even take a vote. I mean, I don't. I'm not even sure what the second most compelling. Stanford, Hawaii. I mean, I could not care less about that.
I mean, seeing what you know, Dan. Even if it is FCS.
I mean, it's like FCS.
Seeing what he's got. Yeah, they're supposed to. Are they going to challenge Boise? Well, they do. They better roll this team. Better not come out there off to. To me, that's more compelling than I like your. You've made it's a revelation. We should not watch tomorrow the
Big
12 game.
That's right. No ratings for Memphis, buddy.
That's been the take for me today.
Yeah,
and may continue to be for the rest of the day.
I mean, it gets hot and heavy really quickly after this weekend, though.
Of course,
because
it does.
You know, even on Thursday, it's Boise State and South Florida.
A tricky, important game.
Yeah.
Around here.
I mean, that's a fun one.
It is.
You got a lot of Thursday games next week.
You know what we want in that game? Boise State to lose.
Yes.
Is that what you want?
Don't we?
I guess.
Yes. We need the AAC to step up.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And again, make the path a little easier because you play South Florida.
You play South Florida, though, so that win will mean more if they've knocked off Boise State. Now, what do you imagine that line's going to be? Is it out there?
It's 6.
Interesting.
Boise -6.
Very interesting game.
Yeah. And Byron Brown is at least healthy for this one, we know.
He says he's going to be healthy for you all year long, out there for you all year
long. Yeah, I mean, next weekend is insane because you've got Texas, Ohio State, obviously.
Yep.
Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite.
Don't forget about Lee. It's the last one.
Who's Alabama, Florida State?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be a good one.
Florida State going to get that ass whooped.
I'd about to say.
LSU, Clemson. You know, I mean.
That's the big one.
It's all the same day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Folks, Clemson should be good.
Pace yourself on Saturday is all I can
LSU
tell you.
LSU needs to be good.
because you know it kicks off with Ohio State and Texas at 11.
Mm.
So we're saving ourselves.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I like that.
Yeah. So it'll be under for me.
Well, the good news is I looked at my Amazon list of orders arriving soon, Jason.
I already know what it is. It's not a pair of Jaws.
Nope. But I'm going to order those two because it's the best shoe I've seen from his line in years, in my opinion. And I agree with the shoe experts. I might actually buy a pair. I'm not joking. No cap. But I am looking at a Thursday arrival of the Superbox, my friend.
Give yourself a round of applause. I think you coming on board eventually is going to have John there. You know, because when the white man makes it a normal thing,
I'm going to get
I just think all you guys will go ahead and
you mean the Superbox.
Yes, the Superbox. Once Brad found out he could return it to Amazon.
That's big. That's a big part of it right there.
That's when he felt safe.
Yeah.
You know? And so now that he's made it mainstream, you will follow. So once he tells you about all the money he's saving.
We'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Margin of victory for your Tennessee Titans tonight in preseason action. Linesmiths have set this at 4.5 points.
Yeah, so Cam Ward's going to play again tonight. He's played in all three games in the preseason. It sounds like he's going to get multiple series in this game tonight, which is exciting. The problem really becomes with preseason games is that he doesn't play the full game. He plays two series, he plays three series, and then they pull him, and then it becomes kind of a UFL game after that. So, honestly, I have the Titans -3.5. It's out to 4.5. I bet them earlier this week. There will be no Calvin Ridley tonight. There will be no J.C. Latham tonight. So he'll be on, you know, some reserves. But the Vikings, it seems like, are punting this one. No J.J. McCarthy, no starters. So it'll be, you know, a bunch of backups. If Cam Ward can't take advantage of some backups, then we may have some problems in Nashville. So I'm going to take the over, although, again, because it's preseason, it's a little more random.
Wow.
Over 4.5.
Didn't realize the Vikings are so confident.
Yeah, I don't know. They only gave J.J. McCarthy one, maybe two series. But I think just
unbelievable.
One the entire preseason.
Yeah. You understand that, you know, Dennis Allen is now our defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And we're going to treat him like a rookie that's never seen anything.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a chance to jump them on that Monday night.
Oh, that's the first game of the season.
Yes. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to put him out. It says he's had, you know, he has not played football. That's what he hadn't done.
And no, he hasn't.
Okay.
It is strange.
See. No, that was the, wow. I was curious what the Vikings were doing tonight. I didn't know until you mentioned you've obviously bet on this game. You've looked into it.
He only played the first drive at home in the first week of the preseason.
Wow.
Well, and they got receiver issues. They're thinking about. Yeah. I saw a report that said they're thinking about Thielen.
Yeah,
that's how bad it's gotten because Addison's out.
Yep, he's out for the first three games.
And is Jefferson coming off something?
He's hurt.
I see that?
Yeah, he's got like a hamstring or something.
Don't let me get my confidence too high. Let me stop. I'm gonna go Titans here with John. Sounds like he's we got big.
He
money
is a preseason savant. He knows every person on every roster.
Once he did all the backups earlier this week, this guy's locked in the preseason.
You would think I'm getting rich off this. I'm not. I mean, that's the thing about it. I can know everybody that's playing. I can know what the rotations are going to be. But it never works out the way I want it to work out. You know, like, it's just so stupid.
It's an impressive display of knowledge, though, regardless.
Next year, we're going to do third stringers with him.
Okay.
See, we have to try to challenge him.
He might be there.
We have to up the challenge.
I could maybe do some third stringers, you know, pick a team.
San Fran.
It's Carter Bradley.
I don't know.
How do you dig that? You don't know. No, Jason, you always question pronunciations and answers.
I'm just saying he could be saying anybody.
Just come firm with it. I think he said it so definitively.
Carter Bradley is an NPC name, but it's the son.
Did you make that up?
No, it's the son of Gus Bradley.
See, there you go. I'm going to go with yeah. I mean, he said it so confidently.
The third stringer for the Bears. That's an interesting one.
Behind Bagent.
Who is it?
Oh, I'm not even sure. I know that.
Do you have a third string?
Oh, yeah. We brought him in. We do. I think we brought in
Oh, it's Reed. It's Austin Reed.
Yeah, but he's battling somebody that might get
him cut. Wrong. I think that's wrong. And I've confirmed this.
I think
this.
Reed might be fourth right
Keenum.
Now.
Keenum.
But Keenum's not playing. So that's why I'm saying Reed. That's why. Because Keenum hasn't played since the first week. It is Keenum. But
again, reset for next year.
Reed is behind him. You're right.
Impressive though. Yeah. Brad's giving you the Carter Bradley. We're giving him.
Let me. I'll check it here
because of how confidently.
Look, I gave you the fourth quarterback.
That's
on the
pretty
Bears.
Impressive. Rams third stringer,
Dresser Win.
Damn. Now I believe him there.
Yeah.
Former Memphis Showboat.
Once his eyes roll back real fast into that.
No, you can kind of read him a little bit. You can read him a little bit.
You can tell when he's got it.
Yeah.
When he's locked in.
Nate Sudfeld is technically third string ahead of Carter Bradley.
We're giving him Carter.
They just brought him in 2 days ago.
I know.
So he's not playing.
See how that.
He's not playing this week.
The depth is outrageous, Jason.
Yeah.
Is it?
It really is.
Is it outrageous?
No. When you're starting to name random fourth.
It might be D-gen activity.
Oh, I think you've nailed it, but good. I was trying to position it part of it. I was repositioning it.
It's amazing, though.
That my jobs really work well together. You know? They really do.
Like you didn't have this skill when we first started.
Well, 2 days ago they brought in Tanner Mordecai, but they had Nate Sudfeld at the three spot before. So
the 49ers
went
are
to five.
Absolutely decimated right now with injuries. I think they have like 30 people that are on it,
outrageous.
Not practicing or on the reserve, on the list. Like it's pretty nuts.
Very impressive. I'm on Titans with John.
Good update.
We got the big money riding on it.
Finally, before we get to Grizzlies and Anthony Sain, games missed for the great Micah Parsons in this struggle down in Dallas. 0.5.
So we've reached the part of the program where you scrub everything on social media in your contract negotiation. Inevitably, it always gets here, right? And this is typically where it gets done. Anecdotally, it feels like when you reach this point, this is the moment where everybody comes together, says, "Okay, let's cut this all out and let's get this done." So, I mean, I will say it's been kind of weird because it was 3 weeks ago, I believe, when he released the statement. It was like I'm not whatever he said. I can't remember exactly the terms, but it was pretty profound, right? Pretty declarative, and nothing's happened since then. Just been like, is he a hold-in technically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen the pictures. I don't think lately, the last couple of days or anything, that's changed. He had been there.
Unlike Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals, I think this one gets done before the season. I think in the next 10 days, this one will get done. So I will say under. Because he's young and he's too important to that defense, unlike Trey Hendrickson, who's old. So I think that's the difference. I think they would actually trade Trey Hendrickson because he's old. If there's a team out there that's willing to do it.
Kansas City let this go with Chris Jones into the season. Then they ended up doing it.
Okay.
It's just where it has happened, where the player has said, I'm going to use the leverage that I have,
which is
not, not rendering my services.
And he missed one game.
I
want
to say it was one game.
He missed that Detroit game. That's what it was. He missed that week one Detroit game. They lost.
And so, and Mulligetta, his agent, is – many consider the best now.
Yes.
And you see what Jerry, in terms of the whole, he told us to stick it up our you-know-whats. Did you see this part where, and Jeffrey Wright brought it up first, I went and looked up, Florio's talking about it too. It's apparently goes against the CBA to make a deal, come to a deal with a player, right, not including the, and that's what Jerry is saying here. He's basically saying that the headlines that he's brazenly ignoring the CBA and the fact that, because Jerry's deal is that I made a deal with Micah to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. We had a deal. I'm set on those terms because I've moved off things with Micah. As if you hadn't done negotiations before and known very well that you shouldn't be finalizing anything with the player. That especially when he's got the best agent in the thing, but he's saying he made his negotiations were there. Mulligetta comes in, says, "Oh no, that's a starting point. Let me do my work." And he's basically saying that hijacked my negotiations with a player. You can't do that, according to Florio.
Right.
All that said, I just wonder because of the power now, and because he's got the team behind him. Seemingly, you got one of the best agents. If you're willing to do this because Chris Jones has done it. There's a precedent here.
Maybe you
get what you want sitting out that first game.
However, I'm
also not naive enough because I think you might be – I think you need to stay where you're at. Jeffrey Wright's there, same place. Remember, he's got the Netflix doc out about the Cowboys right now, Jerry Jones. It's about to come out. They were just at the opening. Remember, and he just said it, this is good for business, keeping the Cowboys, the storyline out there. Hell, he might already had a conversation with Micah about it. I'm not throwing that out as a possibility here.
Right.
And that he gets signed up beforehand. This is just to drum up, more drama and more attention.
Because we have 2 weeks,
more
right?
headlines.
It's 2 weeks before the first game
about
of the year.
About the football team that, my God, had the highest valuation in sports.
Right.
So he knows what he's doing in terms of business, too. I'm going to go with Micah's dug in, though, just to be on the opposite side here and say that he misses. What's the number?
0.5, one game.
I think he misses one game.
Because that's the precedent, is one game.
Yeah. Do what Chris Jones did.
Yeah.
And who's their opener is Philly, I think, on Thursday night.
Yeah. It is Philly on Thursday.
They
yep,
could get absolutely embarrassed. And Mulligetta might be right there saying, this is what we got to do.
Right.
And I'm going to roll that way, although I could see that Jerry's just doing this for, and you know, he's already finalized this play mm-hmm. with Micah, and this is mm-hmm. all part of it. But I'm gonna go on
what
the.
You think, John?
Yeah, I'm like I said, I think they get it done. I think they get it done before
wow.
the season. But there is a precedent at least.
It's
with Chris Jones. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Sain's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Grizz and more. Stick around, Jason and John. Are you trying to film ESPN?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anthony Sain is the host of the Anthony Sain Show on Bluff City Media. New episodes airing every single day. Underground King of Memphis Sports Media, Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sain. You can follow Sain on X at Sain Asylum. He joins us now like he does every Friday. Grateful to have him. Looked like we didn't talk about this last week. Our man starting the season off with on the IR. Oh, Gabe.
Yeah, man. Gabe is out for looking at it probably around 6 weeks, man, and whatever recovery time comes with that. He's more than likely going to miss the season. He was doing a Oklahoma drill, and he pushed the kid down and fell with the kid and tried to break his fall with his – I'm sure he fell kind of awkwardly, but he tried to break his fall and broke his wrist, man. So he's out for pretty much the season. I came yesterday. He didn't know if I was coming or not. I hadn't talked to him. And I said, you know, I told him, whatever you support, I'm going to support you. So, like I said, he can't play, but he was on the sideline with his jersey on and stuff and his sling on his arm and his cast. So, I checked out a little bit of the game yesterday before I had to go to work. They pulled it out 8-0.
Excellent. Next man up.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he had the highlight, well, at least what the highlight is. That's the highlight of being in office when you pancake somebody. Sounded like he put his man down, like he was over top of him.
He did.
And he came down on the wrist a little rough. Got to come down on that body, like, on that little body underneath you.
Yeah, what I think happened was I think Gabe might have overestimated the kid and kind of pushed him harder than he probably thought he – because the kid's bigger than Gabe. And I thought that Gabe probably thought he had to really bear into him. And I'm guessing the kid probably went down a lot easier than Gabe thought. And he, you know, failed. His momentum made him fall with the kids. So
real quick, was it all sixth grader? Was it middle school? He's going up against seventh and eighth. Any of that?
In practice, he's going against kids up to the eighth grade. This particular kid is in his class, so he's in the fifth. The boy's in the sixth grade with Gabe, but he tells me all the time about he's practicing against boys that are huge. So those have to be the boys that are in seventh and eighth grades.
I don't know if you've seen it, but. No CBHS, no MUS, and the Danny Dozen, I think.
Oh, my.
It's because they wait no Gabe same, man.
You already knew where I was going.
Is that true? Wow.
Yeah.
It's a new era. So who's taking their place?
A bunch of the municipalities.
My goodness.
I mean, I suppose the Bartletts, I think Whitehaven's back in there. Germantown's left. I think Germantown's number one.
Shout out to Rodney. Germantown?
I think Germantown's number one.
He's number one.
Lausanne. Brad's flashing his Lausanne. He had kept that underneath the shirt until just now. He just popped it out. So they waiting on Gabe. They need Gabe.
They waiting on him, man.
Yeah.
They waiting on him.
You got those Jot 3s? I saw you said get on my feet on social media. Are they on your feet?
Yeah, man. I ordered order all my stuff out the Nike app. I'm kind of feeling the way, man. I ordered 3 pair yesterday and had to buy all 3 at regular price, which absolutely is not my speed, bro. I'm a proud Swoosh member on the Nike app, so paying full price for this stuff is it's not for me. Bro.
No
it's
discount,
for the birds.
No discount yet on the Jot 3s.
No discount, man. Yeah, not yet. But the next one that's coming out, they're already saying it's going to be discounted. The 2-tone joint, the one yellow and the one that's like grizzly colors. That one's going to be discounted, but these had to pay the strength for. And then I'm not even seeing no activity on them, man. Like they're still just saying order confirmed. It's not showing that they ain't shipped them out yet. I'm kind of feeling the way about that, bro. But when I first ordered it, said it's supposed to be here tomorrow. But ain't no way that's going to happen if they haven't even picked them today, unless they're coming from Memphis, you know. But I don't know. But like I said, man, they're clean. I can't wait till they get here. But I'm kind of feeling the way that I ain't seen no activity on them joints, bro.
Yeah, I mean, so these are still right now currently too difficult to get at this moment?
I think it depends on size.
They still got sizes. Like
there's
they got
a couple sizes.
11
sizes
up is gone.
Yep.
The 11 and up is gone. They still got 10 and a half and down
okay.
for the most part.
So these are the price admission joints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pink and purple joints. Yeah,
He wore, right? Didn't he wear these?
Yeah, the ones he's worn already. Yeah,
I see him. Yep, I see him right now. Man, I got to say, it might be time.
It's clean, bro.
It might be time. I mean, I'm usually not a pink shoe person, but I think these will look really good on feet.
Is it?
Yeah, I love all them loud colors like this.
What's the magazine that he's on with all the colorways? You need to look at that. Sane tweeted
Kicks,
about it.
Kicks Magazine.
It's Kicks Magazine. He's got all the colorways, dude. Some of them are just, I'm going to wait, but these are awesome.
I want that the Halloween joint. That's the one that I like. The zombie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like vampire teeth, and it says like Morant.
Hands or whatever.
Uh-huh, yep.
Was the that fangs, the one yep. or the two? Uh-huh.
It's coming out. They're doing another colorway for the 3s. Yeah. Okay.
They do a zombie every year, a Christmas every year. They do those every year, fam.
But does he ever wear the Halloween joints or no?
Yeah, because remember last year the Halloween joint was the red ones, the Thriller, the Michael Jackson Thriller joints.
Yep.
That was the Halloween last year. Yep. So yeah, he definitely wore those in game.
All right. So okay. So Ja Morant has to have a big year, right? Like you have to. This has to be his best year yet. With the shoe release and the new team and like, you know, this got to be it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's priming for a big year. I think there definitely is some pressure, probably more internal pressure that we may assume may be coming from outside sources as well. But he definitely probably has that internal pressure, man. It's been a while since Ja's been even an all-star in the league, man, and that's not an easy task in the Western Conference. So you know, I think in order for him to do that, the Grizzlies are gonna have to get off to a good start. He's gonna have to put up you know some numbers like he put up many years ago, and he's gonna have to be available, man. He's gonna have to play games, and I think that with Coach Ichilo's system, it's gonna be set up for him to be you know a mega scorer in the NBA, scoring you know close to 30 points a game. I think that's something that his offense is gonna set up for Ja, but he's just gonna have to be able to maintain that and also stay on the court to avoid those injuries, man. But I'm anticipating a good year for Ja. I'm anticipating a major year for Ja. So I'm excited to see how the whole thing plays out. But I think, you know, the pressure is there. But everything's kind of lining up, man, for him to have that magical comeback season. You know, with that shoe release and the hype behind that. And he's really been off the grid this summer. And, you know, like we said last year, man, that celebration, what was meant for bad, man, it's definitely worked out for his good. That thing has been global, you know what I mean, for real. And another Nike guy, the baseball player, his name is leaving me right now. But those type of things are huge, and it's setting up for Ja to have a good year. And I feel like if he can make things happen on the court, we'll definitely see a great bounce back year from Ja for sure.
What do you think of this this Malik Beasley story, in the sense that it, you know, apparently he was close with Detroit on a 3-year, $42 million deal, and then he gets caught up, he's being investigated in terms of the gambling and everything else, and now we get word that he's no longer the target. Do you at this point now, do you expect first that there'll be a decent market for a guy like Malik Beasley, who Detroit loved last year and was going to resign him before this happened? And then now that we look back on it, I mean, is that something that you go back to the CBA about? Is it just a deal where you hope to recoup some of it, you know, with another team? Like, what do you think about that story now that he apparently is off the hook and is clear free to sign with anybody?
Well, first, I'm sure he has really good lawyers. I mean, if those type of accusations on you, man, I don't know how he got out of this. You know what I mean? Because it seems like if something like that came out, there was some type of evidence they could stand on that he was doing some things that were weird as far as, you know, gambling or whatever. But the fact that he got off of it, a lot of teams really don't have a lot of money to pay right now. I'm not really sure what teams, if any, still have the MLE. Or the money to pay him. So it'll be interesting how that thing goes. I'm sure Detroit would love to have him back, but it may be a level of, you know, y'all weren't down for me when I was down and that type of thing. Or, you know, we'll see how the whole thing goes. So I know they went in another direction.
Somebody, yeah.
Can't remember who they signed, but they signed somebody, and the reports are saying that he's a Malik Beasley replacement. But hope he gets on somewhere, man. Like, it's really unfortunate that he missed the entire free agency. And, you know, nowadays, you know, with the way that these caps and all these things are set up, you know, free agency is over in a couple of days. Like, teams really don't have a ton of money to just throw at these guys. So, but I'm sure he'll find a home, and somebody's going to get him as a steal, maybe, because he might be a guy you can get for a league minimum just on a kind of prove it deal, a 1-year deal or something like that. So, we'll see how that whole thing goes. But I'm pulling for him. I think he's a good story, a guy who had a really good year last year. Always been able to shoot the ball, but he found a team that really valued him in Detroit, and he just got caught up in this stuff, you know, at the wrong time. So we'll see how that plays out for him.
I mean,
it was Caris LeVert, I think. Does that sound right, Simon?
Yeah, I think Detroit did get him. Yeah, I think,
And some thought was like a replacement with the money they were going to get to be.
I mean, honestly, like, you know, I would consider a lawsuit, you know, like for lost wages, because he was, you know. Yeah.
Depends on how close the deal was, right? I mean, that's what it's going to come down to.
Because ultimately, I don't know exactly, I don't remember exactly when this all broke, but I would imagine it was like right before free agency began. And so that cost, because all these teams spent their money. And so, you know, it cost him untold amounts of money. And it does feel like he was kind of character assassinated a little bit.
There's a case there.
Because, you know, he clearly had, you know, financial hardships. Like, that was out there. That doesn't mean that you're, like, throwing games, though. You know, just because you don't know how to manage your money or whatever you've spent or what, you know. So I would consider a lawsuit against somebody. I don't know who I would sue, but I'd sue somebody for because it is true. Once you kind of get attached to something like this, it's hard to scrub. Even if you're never implicated, or which he was not, it's hard to kind of scrub your name from that saying. Like, it just kind of sticks with you, I fear. It's like there's a layer of mistrust that, whether it was deserved or not, will always accompany Malik Beasley, and that's not right. And I would sue somebody's ass.
I just wonder what are they looking at? Like, when they say these guys under investigation, like, how do you put this investigation on and then come out that it wasn't true?
So this
like,
is
what do you what, so, what so made you what think happened. What made them think that he was doing it?
So this is what happened, right? So there's this uncharacteristic amount of money bet on his unders, right? And so boom, Malik Beasley. All right, let's look into Malik Beasley. What happened on this night? Did he go under? Did he go over? All right, let's dig in a little bit more to Malik Beasley. Oh, Malik Beasley has spending problems. Malik Beasley owes debts to people, and that stuff got reported, right?
That's kind of crazy then. Unless you actually got evidence of, like, people he knows were betting and stuff like that.
Which they did not.
That's a lot of circumstantial.
It totally changes the story, man. But see, that kind of makes it so scary, bro. And it's so crazy because, like, you know, FanDuel sponsors my podcast, right? So it's like it's like we get in bed with these companies.
Right.
And like, not we mean I'm not the NBA, but these leagues get in bed with these companies, man. And it's like,
yeah,
it's just too much access to this stuff. Like, there's literally, like, Michael Porter Jr. talked about how you can literally just get on the phone and, you know, I can just tell my people, hey, throw this down. I'm going to fake an injury in the first quarter. You know what I mean?
By the way, Michael Porter Jr. Is outrageous.
Oh, yeah, that man is just straight up wilding right now.
His
sure.
summer has been like, dog, he gives
but
no.
But just to accuse that man of something just because people are kind of, it's just kind of like when the story came out about how Jaren was, people were helping Jaren with his block stats on home games, mm-hmm. which is just mm-hmm. total nonsense, right? Like, stuff like that could just get on the internet and people can just kind of make up a story or put some kind of weird narrative. And now Malik Beasley suffered for it big time. You know what I mean? That's crazy, bro. I didn't know that was the case at all. I thought it was off of something that people he knew were placing bets and making money. I didn't know it was something like that. Yeah, that's not even a good lawyer.
Yeah.
That's just doing due diligence. You know what I mean?
They didn't know, right? They just kind of noticed that there's irregular activity. And then it's like you start to dig into the, you know, the person. And
yeah,
you know, we don't know, by the way, there still is, I believe, an ongoing investigation with Terry Rozier. Mm-hmm. I think that's still not been settled. He has not been cleared of any wrongdoing. But I do feel like there should be some recourse in some way because, I mean, the reports were out there that he was going to sign a 3-year, $42 million deal. Mm-hmm. So who's going to make that right? Because he was cleared. I mean, he was cleared of any wrongdoing, and yet, you know, he's gonna have to sign a vet minimum deal and prove it again. And, you know, that doesn't, it may not be a vet minimum, but it ain't gonna be nobody's gonna give him a 3-year, $42 million deal now because their money's been spent, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to go in that second apron. So I don't know. I just you're right. There is such a marriage now between betting and sports leagues everywhere, NFL, NBA, even college. You know, you're seeing it in college that, you know, I don't think there's any putting the toothpaste back in the tube. But I guess the best we can do is just try to, you know, have these integrity places monitor it, and they're not always going to get it right. And it feels like in this case, Malik is going to have to pay the price for that. And that's actually a huge shame. So I would sue. Who am I getting? Who's the Ben Crump? I'm getting Ben Crump right now, bro. That's who I'm getting because this is a.
Yeah, that's kind of.
We're getting it on the table right now.
What'd you? It's a completely different subject, but it is. We are talking about law. What do you think about Govan? Not guilty on all counts in terms.
No offense, bro. I don't want to touch that at all. I'm gonna stick to sports on that one, man. This is Memphis. It's too many people know people. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone. That whole story. I've seen people talking about it online. I haven't watched a second of the trial. I don't know anything about what happened at all. Like, literally, I haven't watched any of it. I saw the verdict. Yeah, I'm going to leave them alone, bro.
My man said, leave Memphis. They asked him, what's next for him?
That's wise. Words. Very wise, I would say, based on.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No question.
Yeah, he's
getting on down.
Yes. He's what's the James Taylor song? Ooh, Mexico.
I'm gonna be like him. I'm gonna talk about these job threes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna leave that alone.
I know it's probably your least favorite subject ever. It's not not our favorite subject either. But the lease conversation has come up in mm-hmm. earnest this week quite a bit. Sam Hardiman's written about it. Jeff Calkins has written about it. We've talked about it. I know you've talked about it. And I know, you know, there's a lot of layers to this. And I mm-hmm. just I guess I would ask, you know, what do you think the Grizzlies want to see from the city of Memphis? And do you think there's something that the city of Memphis can tangibly do to appease them?
To both of those, man. Like, I think there are a lot of things that the two sides have to kind of sit down and figure out. But I think that the key thing is that I do feel like they are open to work together to make this happen. I don't think it's a finger pointing match going on. I think they're having a meeting of the minds to see how can we, you know, knock all these things out. At the same time. And I think if you look at the list of priority with those things, I think the thing that's disappointing about a lot of the narratives that we've seen this week is that it seems like the Grizzlies are coming to the city and said, hey, fix your prime problem and we'll sign the lease. And I don't think that's – I think that's being totally blown out of proportion. I think that's one of the issues that would like to be addressed, and I think that's the issue that would like to be addressed everywhere. Like, how is this meeting of, you know, 15 to 20,000 people coming together on any given night, how is that a safe experience, right? Whether that's in travel, whether that's in parking, whether that's in walking to the car, whether that's being in the arena. I think that's, of course, an important factor, but I don't think that's a factor that's, you know, exclusive to Memphis. I think that's something that any, you know, any city and any NBA franchise would have, is to how do we either continue to make this safe or make this safer, make this as safe as possible. So I think that's definitely an issue. I think another issue, man, is just making, revitalizing that downtown area. You know, just making that more of an entertainment, a true entertainment district. So when you're going to the games and you're leaving the games, there's more for you to do than just go to the games and go home. And at that, the area looks inviting. It looks fun. It looks like something's going on down there, you know, outside of just the game. And that's something that, you know, a lot of cities have suffered from after the pandemic or whatever. But we have to do – Memphis is such a unique sports town because we've got some big city elements and we've got some very small town elements as well, man. And there's a lot of old thinking. There's a lot of old jurisdiction. There's a lot of old just processes here that we probably need to move off from to really take this thing to the next level. I'm optimistic. I saw that today that the report came out. That the Sports Authority did approve the budget for the renovations and things like that. And I'm optimistic that these two sides will get together and figure this out. I expect the lease to come out sometime, you know, probably next year or whatever, within the next year. And I expect that we'll see some other exciting things as far as renovations to that area downtown that do include, you know, of course, traffic or whatever. I'm a little disappointed by a lot of the narratives about the city because when it comes down to Memphis and when it comes down to family and things like that, there may be some things that I'll say to my family about my family, but I'm not gonna get out and broadcast my family's business, right? And it's too much family business being discussed, you know, on this particular topic for me. And to the point where, and like I said, it's not like you're talking about issues that are, I'm going back to the family analogy. It's not like you're talking about issues that are specific to your family. They're things that I don't like when people make things that are general and bold. I mean, general across the board. And try to act like we're the only place where that's an issue, right? And that's been kind of disappointing to me, man. Just some of the energy behind some of the conversations involving these things. But I'm optimistic that things will be fine, and that we'll be seeing the Grizzlies here for a long time in a rejuvenated, you know, downtown entertainment district as well.
No, I'm with you. Too much of the focus has been on the crime part of this and folks chalking it all up to that when the neighborhood and what's around it, the fact that it hasn't changed essentially, I guess the Westin you could say, but since 04, mm-hmm. since the building was built, like Beale still looks the same. It's all the same. Whereas you've got these other NBA markets, you know, especially where those teams control the area around it and you've got opportunities for development and everything else. Mm-hmm. Right. But there's also a saying, I want to see if you co-sign. There's a third component. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to talk about this, you got to talk about all of them, which is the responsibility of the Grizzlies to put a good product out there, especially at a time where you're, you know, you continue to raise prices. I know you've got to be competitive with the rest of the league, but you're raising prices in a market where, you know, poverty is a real thing. You've got to have a great product, and particularly, you know, it can really help if your superstar is out there. Like, that's the other part about it, man. You know, I mean, you know, we talk about crime and neighborhood. Hey, it can look the same as it did 10 years ago if you're telling me Ja Morant's out there on a Wednesday night and I'm going to go see Ja put up 35. So there's a responsibility of the Grizzlies in this. Uh-huh. And I think all – you just hit it. Like, neighborhoods is much a part. And I think the Grizzlies, that responsibility of having a good product is just as much of a part. And all of those factors should be discussed, not just chalking it up to what you're talking about, to crime, as some have done.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about the whole thing about – he was saying, well, man, it just seems like the league is setting the Grizzlies up and we're not getting national TV games and all this type of stuff. I said, man, that's a Ja Morant issue, bro. That's the league said, I bet Ja's not going to play this amount of games. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, with the New Orleans Pelicans, at one time they were getting 20, 30 national TV games.
Yep.
And they're not getting those. And that's, you know, Zion, is it is what it is. So I definitely agree with that, man. The Grizzlies definitely have to play their part in that. I just wish – I kind of wish that the city and the organization would kind of do like a soft reset, so to speak, man. Just kind of get back to some of the tactics they used when they first got here. You know, I mean, it may be time to kind of reinvent this team to the city, so to speak, man, where, you know, you had the Sonic Saver packs and, you know, you had the family of four for X amount of dollars and all these type of things. You might want to do some things to kind of get that common man in that arena more. I hope that's something they do once they, you know, renovate the arena and the seating is changed or whatever. You do things to kind of invite that common man to, you know, have a good seat at the table, so to speak, going forward. Because like I said, man, like you can – that's another thing that's bothered me about a lot of the rhetoric that's been going on this week too, is that you're almost like pandering and begging for approval of people who would never approve this city, right? You know, when you're talking about something that's a perception issue, so to speak, those people have a skewed sense of perception in a lot of things, you know what I mean? Because – and I talked about this on my show – that perception issue of downtown also includes my perception of the guy I was just high-fiving and whooped that trick with. Now I'm looking at him like he's a safety hazard. It's the same guy I was just sitting beside in the arena, though. You know what I mean? So there's those type of perception issues that are problems as well, man. And like I said, that's a slippery slope when you start talking about, well, we got to fix the perception of it. Because in some cases, man, there's nothing you can do to change how certain people look, you know, at certain things. So, yeah. But I'm going to continue to stay positive about it, man. And get behind the people who love this city, champion this city, and want to see the best for this city, man. Because everybody's opinion is not coming from somebody who actually cares one way or another about the, you know, the goodwill and the future of the city.
Well, let's strip this down, right? Because I think that's where you kind of get into the real of it. Perception is just opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it's not facts.
Yeah.
It ain't.
There are people right now, John, who say, I think John Martin sucks. I think Jason Smith is horrible. I think Sane is whatever. I think Brad Carson, whatever. Like, there's nothing I can or will do to try to change those people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, when you get into that perception stuff, man, like, those people who have those deep-rooted feelings about the city and, quote-unquote, the crime issue.
Exactly.
Which is,
bro,
they're not going to change those people.
I know it's not on this level, bro, but, like, I do think it's instructive. Let's go back to the South in the 1940s, and let's try to let's try to change the perception of white people's perception of black people.
I'm gonna let you say it, man. Like,
go ahead.
Certain things.
Go ahead.
It's certain things. I'm kind of tired of, like, talking about and getting backlash for.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's another thing that's unique about Memphis as a sports market, bro. We're in the deep, weird ass South, bro. Still, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there's certain things here that if somebody says, in New York, hey man, that's a crime problem in this area.
Yep.
It probably is a legit crime problem. It needs to be addressed.
Yep.
A lot of things that we call there are a lot of euphemisms that are being thrown around 100%. This week that I also have a problem with. You know what I mean? We're kind of saying, you know, it's a crime problem and the homelessness. And that's another thing too, man. When it comes down to homeless people, it's like homeless people, something about the homeless people, no matter who you are, man. When you see somebody that's homeless, it kind of reminds you how stacked things may be in your advantage, bro. You know, you might see somebody and it just kind of reminds you, like, man, there should never be somebody that's that bad off where they can't even, you know, find somewhere to eat or find somewhere to live. And I think that's when it comes down to the homeless situation, of course there is a safety element to that, but it's not just a safety element, it's a comfortability element. Because sometimes when you see people that are that bad off, it makes you feel uncomfortable about how good your life is.
I'm going to put it to you like this.
And a lot of people don't want
to
face it.
I'm going to put it to you like this, bro. I spent a whole week in Las Vegas. I was in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, right? I was staying at Circa. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, what I saw on that street, even at 11 o'clock in the morning, was way worse.
The further you go west, it's like that.
Was way worse. I mean, I'm like, bro, like, this is, like, I'm from Memphis, and I'm uncomfortable right now. Like, this is way, but, like, that's the city that the Grizzlies might move to? So what is this really about? You know what I'm saying? What are we, let's get down to what it's really about, bro.
Stop playing around, man. Like, this is the South, man. Like, the way that the stuff that people are saying, and that's what I said too, man. Like, I'm not in the point where I'm going to sit up here and argue or debate with what anybody said or how they see things. But, man, like I said on my show the other day, Man, it's not just what you're saying, man. Just look at who's co-signing you, bro. Like, look who's in your comments after you said what you said. Mm-hmm. That should tell you.
The verified Patriots.
Yeah, man. Like, for real. Like, when you see bad people co-signing what you're saying, you probably need to backtrack that, man, or clarify or clean up what you're saying, because that should tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.